It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, live from Whiskey River, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Yo, Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. You're joining us now at the perfect time. Iowa State on a 10-0 run against the Appalachian State Mountaineers, up 73-59. Nick Weiler-Babb and Donovan Jackson, 19 points apiece to lead the Clones. And I'm joined by my good friend Rob Gray tonight. What's up, brother?
Plenty. The Cyclones, for one. That's nice. Excuse me. I'm excited to be back on. You know,
this is your first time on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show this year, isn't it?
Second time. Segment, yeah. or two. It's great to be here with you. We were just reminiscing about the seniors and the rundown, and here we are flying solo on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show while Chris and Brent ably call the game for the Cyclone Radio Network down in Conway, South Carolina.
Yeah, this is Cyclone Fanatic Podcast 1004. I'm not 100% sure what it is at this point. I didn't even know we were at 1,000 until somebody told me. So, Rob and I were talking about how we've been on a few hundred of those of those 1,000 Cyclone Fanatic podcasts. Thanks to all the listeners out there that have made it a worthy journey to go on. Tonight, indeed, you are going to get a whole lot of Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry. No Tim Mullen coming in to make his picks. Chris and Bloom, obviously, like Rob said, are in South Carolina calling the games. So, Rob and I are just here to talk about the Clones for one whole hour.
Yep, we're chilling, and we'll fill that up. It'll go by like that.
Yeah. If anybody wants to come out here and talk Clones with us, like I said, we're out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. I'll remind everyone that we will have a Cyclone Fanatic game watch Saturday afternoon at Whiskey River in Ames for the Cyclones and the Baylor Bears. And we will start there, Rob. Iowa State on a two-game losing streak now after the losses to West Virginia and Oklahoma State, but going on the road to Waco to face the, once again, lowly Baylor Bears.
It's been a while since this has felt like a get-well game. And it's not like the Cyclones played poorly. I mean, had a chance to win at West Virginia. Certainly had a chance against Oklahoma State. That was a game of just tides of momentum constantly shifting back and forth. So they're playing pretty good football still. That's been a theme in this resurgent season. And you're going against the Baylor team. I mean, what do they have to play for? They got one win. I mean, they're reduced to that pride element. And you know, Charlie Brewer, quarterback, does some good things for them. They've clearly got some of that elite talent that Matt Campbell talked about in his Monday news conference. But a game that the Cyclones should go in and walk out of and win comfortably walking out of Waco.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the radio today in Central Texas.
Nice.
And they kind of asked me, you know, what do you guys think of Baylor? And I was like, well, to be quite honest, we haven't thought of them much.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't really know anybody that played for Baylor right now. I knew who their quarterback was at the beginning of the season, and then I knew who their second quarterback was. I don't think I could have even told you what the third one's name was, really. Shows how much research I've done on the game this week. But, I mean, at this point, it's one of those games where Iowa State, 10-point favorite or around there, they just need to go in there and handle business, I would say. And that's kind of just what I'm expecting them to do.
Yeah, I think so, too. Baylor, the lowest-ranked defense in terms of total yards allowed per game, what is it, 465-ish? That's just a really bad defense. I mean, it's a program that's in turmoil for obvious reasons and for well-founded reasons. And that's obviously impacted recruiting. But, they still have some – the Cyclones, I believe, are not capable at this point of the season of playing a bad football game.
Yeah.
I think we've seen that. And I think it would take a bad football game from the Cyclones, you know, whether it's, you turn the ball over four times and just a lot of missed reads on both sides of the ball, missed assignments, missed gaps on defense, et cetera, for them to do anything other than take care of business, like you said, get to that seventh win of the season, get to their fifth win, which matches a program best in terms of conference victories, and set up a really interesting regular season finale the following week in Manhattan.
And they've had a pretty interesting day in Manhattan today. Did you see that stuff?
I have not.
Well, it said I saw something about how apparently they tried to reach a deal with Jim Leavitt, currently the defensive coordinator of the Oregon Ducks, to be essentially their coach in waiting last year. Okay. And then the Vampire nixed it. He said, no, I don't want him to follow me up. I want my son Sean to take over. And now there's a controversy brewing in Manhattan.
Well, it's called, maybe it all makes sense now. It's Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Yeah. Well, I'd heard for a while
the family.
You know, that was part of the deal for him. He didn't want to step down until he knew that his son was going to be the head coach the next season.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to impose. I know the folks in Manhattan thought they'd be better than they are at this point. What are they, 5-5, I think?
Yeah,
overall.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, and they got Okie State. I think they thought that defense would be better this year than it has been. And I don't know what kind of injuries they've had, but yeah, I mean that's an interesting stuff because Bill Snyder obviously wields a lot of influence there for good reason, resurrecting that program not once but twice. So
I would say he didn't even resurrect it the first time.
Yeah, it was like
pretty much
it was like starting it. Yeah,
it's
like he was constructing it. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. But I mean, I really don't expect. I mean. I sure hope that this is much of a test on Saturday, that they do what they've been doing, which is playing pretty darn clean football and finding a way to make a few more of those winning plays that allows us to be, again, a comfortable win against the Bears.
And I think something that will make it – I guess that makes it a little bit interesting in my mind, and I'm not sure that it'll be a problem, but I can't imagine that many people are going to be in the stands at McLean Stadium on Saturday. I mean, Baylor could never put any butts in the seats before they got any good, before RG3 and those guys. So I find it hard to believe when they're 1-9 like they are right now, there's going to be 20,000 people there. I mean, I don't know what their attendance numbers are generally like, but that would not surprise me at all if there's not anybody hardly at that game.
Well, and as we know, there's official attendance as in tickets sold versus actual fannies in the seats. So
what, you mean there wasn't 61.5 at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday?
It was pretty darn close. I mean, I thought that crowd filled in nicely after looking sparser than we certainly thought it should, or it should have early, you know, as it approached kickoff. But no, I'm talking about when you've got disparities like this. You've had season ticket holders for a long time, obviously a small private school too, so you know it's always amazing when schools like that get successful. Like Wake Forest has had a good measure of success in a not every year, they stink sometimes, but over the last couple decades, they've had some pretty good football teams. Not to the heights that Baylor went before it came crashing down and they've got to pick up the pieces. But, there should be no intimidation factor there. And as you said,
is not the buzzsaw where they lost, 70-0?
70-7.
77. They're not walking in that buzzsaw.
Yeah, that could have been 100.
You know, 5 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, and I just think the pieces are in place for exactly what Iowa State needs. Get David Montgomery an even bigger game. He really started, again, what an incredible individual effort. And the line blocked better than it had been, run blocked better than it had been the previous couple weeks against Okie State. But, I mean, that touchdown run, I mean, we just – the leader in breaking tackles, national leader, and just his – he's so dynamic and he's so explosive. And then, you know, we talked about how he is in interviews, right? He's
not very dynamic.
As laid back. Oh, he might give you some great quotes.
Yeah.
But he's just laid back. He might be on FaceTime, phone sitting over there. He answers your questions, repeats them. He's frank with you. If he doesn't, Pater, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is, I mean, he's already a star. I mean, what he can be is an entire constellation. But when all is said and done here at Iowa State, and expect a big game out of him on Saturday.
That's a very nice little, I don't know if that's not really an analogy. Did you write that?
A little extrapolation.
Yeah, did you write that?
It was written in the wind. I came in, written on the wind.
Iowa State obviously has some questions at quarterback. following the injury to Kyle Kemp last week against Oklahoma State. I don't think that there really were any definite answers given to us last night when we talked to Matt Campbell. Kyle Kemp has practiced this week. He's still sore, but he has, you know, been able to throw the football. And at this point, I think we're going to have to – I would assume that Zeb Nolan's going to start is what would be my guess right now. But I don't think that we're going to know, you know, is he going to play the full game? Is Kyle Kemp going to play a little bit? Is he going to maybe be available in an emergency situation? We're not going to know until Saturday at 1:30, I don't think.
My guess, and since we're going gut here, is the same as yours. And I would think that Kemp is more of an emergency quarterback. Just given it was just one – less than 1 week ago as we talk now, but it will have been 1 week ago that he had to come out of the game because of the shoulder and on senior day, no less. You know how much he wanted to be out there, what kind of competitor he is, despite his calm, collected, and poised exterior and interior.
Yeah.
So I think Nolan played well. I think he showed some ability to ignite that offense and really throw some nice deep balls, but also the back shoulder throws we're used to seeing, take advantage of the size, particularly in the red zone. Now, we don't need to talk about the controversial interception at the end, but that was not a poorly thrown ball.
Right.
You know, it was just a really great play by both guys, you know, however the call, you know, we know how the call went. But it would make sense, I would think, to go with your healthy guy that did more than get his feet wet, played meaningful snaps in a big-time game and setting, and, you know, give him that opportunity. But also it is good to know that Kyle Kemp is – not out,
yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that's hugely important, and we know what he, you know, his resume speaks for itself. The win at Oklahoma coming out of the blue,
right,
as starter. You know, four straight wins before the last couple tough losses. So great to have both those guys in the fold, and I like you, fully expect Nolan to get the start. Unless, hey, if Kemp's 100%, I get the feeling that he's not. I get the strong feeling that he's not. But he could get there, and that's intriguing and that's encouraging for the next week and the bowl game as well.
And I think that it's encouraging. I mean, the way Zeb played on last Saturday, hopefully he can keep that going this week, and then if he has to play again in Manhattan, keep it going as well. It's got to be encouraging, not just for this year, but moving forward into next year, because that was really going to be my big question. I mean, obviously you have to fill the two spots on the offensive line, but that was going to be my next biggest question for that offense going into next year, especially if we had no idea what Jacob Park was going to be able to really do.
Yeah, and I mean, the question marks that emerge for next season now are the depth factor, you know, and all that, but because we don't know what the situation will be with Jacob Park, but I think Zeb has shown what he's capable of, and that's playing extremely high caliber football. No matter in that type of setting, that was a huge game. Could have kept Iowa State very much kind of in the driver's seat based on schedule to be able to sneak into that Big 12 title game, and just not quite enough. But man, that last drive of the first half when which he was inserted when Kemp couldn't go, it was like boom, the dynamite. I mean, he made some great throws. Montgomery had some great runs. Huge possession, huge score going into halftime, and then a lot of other impressive drives, and certainly moved the football almost at will in that second half. So very, very positive development for the rest of this season and beyond.
He's a pretty interesting individual.
He is.
He's the subject of your advance this week, right?
Yep.
You should try and go hunting with Zeb for a feature next year.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy that.
Are you a hunting guy?
I'm more of a fishing guy. I just wasn't raised that way, but I've talked to many people about how I'd like to go out and do it.
You need to go, like, next summer. We need to fly you out to South Georgia to go go coyote hunting with them.
Go after some hogs.
Yeah.
Something with wild hogs down there. That would be a lot of fun. But it was a lot of fun to talk to him. I mean, he's got that larger-than-life personality that is the antithesis of Kemp.
Yeah.
Who's as, you know, close to the vest. He makes some good jokes, like when he talked about difference between what it had landed. You talked about being a computer science major and that he probably understands certain things more in the world of mathematics and some of that stuff. But very, very different demeanor from those guys. But guys who've grown close.
Right.
And as Nolan told us, I mean, first Coach Manning told us, Tom Manning told us that Zeb is a guy that gets ticked off if he makes a bad throw, and he likes that. He said it reminded him of if he were coaching his 20-year-old self. And that's positive to him. But Nolan said he's tried to dial that back or contain it so it doesn't consume him. And that's important. And I think Kemp's example is a big reason why. And he indicated that as well, that their friendship has grown. And even when he was listed as number two, when Jacob Park went on indefinite leave, Kemp gets named the starter. Coach Jim Hoffer, the passing game coordinator, told us he didn't hint any. There was no hint of resentment. Nolan said after the game Saturday and again on Tuesday when he was available that he did not. Look, he said that Kemp had been outplaying him in practice. And, you know, in football, particularly with Campbell, it is a complete meritocracy. Mm-hmm. And he recognized that, and he didn't feel bad about it. He just kept working because he knew he's that much closer to his time. So that factors in then to how well prepared he was to come in and really be a catalyst for the offense last week in an effort that ultimately fell short, but still wasn't lacking in effort and a lot of really, really, really good football plays by Iowa State.
Solomon Young just fouled out with 7 minutes and 7 seconds left in this game against Appalachian State. So sounds like Cameron Lard will be getting quite a bit of run in his debut as a Iowa State Cyclone, which he's been doing quite well.
He's been really impressive
so far tonight. We'll talk more about Iowa State basketball later on in the show. Once this game gets over, we can give some of our thoughts on the game and stuff like that. But I think for the Iowa State defense, this game doesn't seem like it'll be that much of a challenge to me, I guess. I don't know what you think, but I feel like after this run of playing Oklahoma and, you know, Texas Tech and TCU and West Virginia and now Oklahoma State, this is almost like we can kind of relax for a week. Not relax, but, you know, they almost don't have quite the same level of challenge that they have in the last month and a half or so.
That's true, but, I mean, they're obviously going to approach it as if, you know, Baylor is the juggernaut that it was. And again, to re-stress it, Campbell did note that, I mean, they still got some really, really good speed on the edge. I know they're really banged up in the receiving core. Where they really seem to take a gigantic tumble is in the trenches. Baylor wasn't always their strength, especially offensive line. They just get the ball out so quick. Fastest offense in the Big 12, really, when the Bryles group had it going at full tilt. But, I mean, if you can control the passing game against them, and the three-man front, I think, will work. The way Jaquan Bailey is getting pushed in those situations, Ray Lima's been great. J.D. Wagner, we know his motor and everything. Nickel packages, dime packages, have, you know, a couple breakdowns against Okie State, you know, a few big plays that or maybe misses, missed assignments there. Nonetheless, that defense is operating at a very, very, very good clip, and I expect them to be doing the same things that they've been doing, which is forcing turnovers and, you know, getting salty when it comes down to preventing touchdowns.
We'll talk a little bit more about Iowa State Baylor and some of the other games from around the Big 12. When we come back, you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive from Whiskey River in Ankeny on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile means quality. So savagely.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
The Thanksgiving season is upon us, but you won't find any turkeys at Wild Rose. Every Friday night, you'll have a chance to gobble up to $1,000 during drawings at 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on Saturdays, take part in a free $13,000 progressive slot tournament. Don't stuff that bird. Stuff your pockets with cold, hard cash. All month long at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Highway 30 Jefferson.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs drinking for gambling, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry and Rob Gray at Whiskey River in Ankeny. The Cyclones have a 10-point lead over Appalachian State as they near the under four timeout of the game. Five Cyclones in double figures. I don't think that they'd had five Cyclones in double figures in the first two games combined. Had they?
Probably not. I will say, though, Appy State on an 8-2 run and at the line.
Wow, so
nervous moments here.
Way to kill the vibe, Rob. Yeah, way to kill the vibe. Thanks, dude.
Hey, they played well, though. Cameron Lard got in there and, you know.
Cameron Lard's on double-double watch in his Cyclone debut.
How many blocks?
I got to look here. Two blocks.
He's got two, but he's definitely proving to be quite the rim protector there. I mean, he's an imposing guy in there.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the rest of the Big 12 football slate. Not as good of a week after what we've had here the last several. TCU, Texas Tech, kicking it off at 11 a.m. I think that, I don't know, who's Texas Tech playing their last game? At Texas. Is this the final home game of the Cliff Kingsbury era for the Red Raiders?
Not knowing the financials, I'd have to say yes. Unless they win.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see them winning. I mean, TCU had their, you know, Big 12 title games hopes dashed last week with an atrocious first half. That defense can still ball, that first half notwithstanding. And as we saw, if your defense is good,
doesn't TCU hold the tiebreaker, though? Yeah, they do over Oklahoma State.
Okay, they actually do. So it's still
– And over West Virginia.
It's still in play.
Yeah.
My bad. But nonetheless, I expect a pretty spirited effort from them. And a defense that can play really well can hold that Tech offense in check, as Iowa State proved a few weeks back, holding them to 13 points in a dominating win. I think the TCU probably does about the same thing. Maybe win by two touchdowns in this one.
I feel like it would be hard for them to fire him just because he's like the native son guy.
Yeah.
But I thought that they were going to fire him last year, and then I think that they'll fire him this year.
Yeah.
But I just – I mean, who would they get? Like who – you know, what level of coach is Texas Tech, you know?
Yeah.
I would have said like Sonny Cumbie would have been in that conversation, but then he left and went to Kansas mm-hmm. and essentially committed career suicide by going to be the offensive coordinator of the Kansas Jayhawks.
No, there might be some openings at Southeast Missouri in the near future. He could end up on their staff.
Well, did you see the photo? I think it was after their game against TCU. I mean, they had like whatever it was, like 22 yards of total offense. Yeah. And he was sitting in a stairwell like – just like so dejected, just thinking, what have I done to my career? You know, good. I feel bad for him.
I hope that he went into Allen Fieldhouse and stared at the old trophy filled with the fake oranges that we always pay homage to when we're there.
It can be done.
Maybe cheered him up a little, Ben. But Tech has played better defense this year, but they're still where they usually are, sitting at the 500 mark. And I'm not too encouraged by what I've seen to think that they could pull off this upset go and beat Texas, who's you know, playing vastly better football than they did in week one.
There's only one man who can save Texas Tech football, and he lives in Pullman, Washington, and he's going to make a heck of a lot more money than what the Texas Tech Red Raiders would have to pay him to get him to ever go back there.
Yeah.
The other 11 a.m. game, Saturday, Texas on the road at West Virginia. The Mountaineers, outside shot at playing for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. I was really impressed with Will Grier against the Cyclones. He was really just a lot smarter as a quarterback than I thought he would be. I mean, he figured out what, you know, Baker Mayfield and a couple other guys couldn't, that when the Cyclones were in some of those zone coverages and they had guys blanketed, that you didn't just wait and expect somebody to pull open. He'd tuck it pretty quickly early on once his progressions quickly went through and gained 10, 12 yards and converted a couple big third downs with his legs. And that defense, I keep forgetting how they talk about, hey, it's a staff that's been in place for a while. They're a very complex defense that seeks to, you know, confuse the opposing offense, and I think that worked to some degree against the Cyclones. Even though their numbers weren't good, I think it just happened to be, I guess, a bad matchup at the time because of how they play defense, having a couple of really, really, really strong guys up front on the defensive side of the ball that really disrupted things. I don't know. I kind of like the way Texas is playing, though. I'm going upset alert on this one.
Okay.
I think the Longhorns defense comes up big, and you know, in a fairly low scoring game, the Longhorns somehow find a way to win in Morgantown.
I respect it. I respect Rob Gray coming through with the upset selection.
Well, I appreciate
that. The upset special.
Now when they lose 36-6, someone will tweet at me.
You fool.
Well, you know, that's when you go on a limb.
They don't tweet that at you anyway.
Wait, let me check. Not today.
I mean, I think that'll be a good game. I mean, it could be a fun one for an 11 a.m. It'll be probably a lot more fun than TCU-Texas Tech, I would say.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one of the two, I'm probably picking Texas-West Virginia.
Absolutely. So what do you think?
Give me the Mountaineers. West Virginia still gotten something to play for. Texas doesn't, you know. I mean, they kind of do, but
yeah,
not as much as what West Virginia does.
Yep, I can respect that.
Iowa State-Baylor, we'll skip over that one for now. Oklahoma on the road in Lawrence, Kansas, taking on the lowly Jayhawks. Will Oklahoma score more points, or will Kansas have more fans in the stands?
Ooh. They will have more fans. But not
by much.
I hesitate to say I feel sorry for them, because they got basketball.
Yeah.
Always.
Got the big win over the Kentucky Wildcats.
They did.
On Tuesday night.
So it was some good basketball on Tuesday night. But, my gosh, this max of one of those games that's 49-0 quick, it ends up being 63-14. You know, yeah.
Baker Mayfield goes out, pads his Heisman stats, all that kind of stuff.
Goes 16 of 18 for 332 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas is a absolute wreck, and we've talked about this on our podcast. David Beatty seemed to have those guys, you know, buying in and playing hard, and we've seen that for a lot of these last number of weeks that they just don't seem to be showing up, and that's very surprising to me, because Beatty has been able to sell recruits. The class rankings have kept going up for Kansas, but the results are actually they'd show a pulse, and then that pulse would go away. And clearly they're not showing one now. So it'll be a very, very ugly game in Lawrence. There's no doubt about that.
Talk about a terrible year to try and get yourself a new stadium. Mm. You know? I mean, a new stadium, new football complex, all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. Couldn't have been at a worse time for the Jayhawks. It says here, there's 722 tickets available for $23 in Lawrence this weekend.
Earlier, I saw that there were some available in Waco for $10.
Yeah, it says 388 tickets available for $9.
And that's down to $9.
And 20. 1,600 tickets available for $20 in Morgantown.
We should road trip. Can we still get credentials?
Well, we don't even need credentials. We just got pony up $9.
Oh, yeah, we could just sit in the stands.
Yeah. Pick our own seat.
One of us has to write, though.
We could pick our own seat at McLean Stadium on Saturday.
That's true.
Kansas State at Oklahoma State. Another 230 kick. $33 tickets available there, for the record, at Boone Pickens Stadium. I mean, that's another one. This is a crappy slate for Big 12 games this weekend.
Yeah. I think what the Wildcats have done this year, they showed it against Oklahoma. Most games, they really show up.
Yeah.
I mean, that culture is still strong there. I'd be surprised if this were a laugher, despite, I think, a pretty sizable talent disparity.
Yeah.
Not a mammoth one, but a pretty considerable one. I think they might hang around, but, you know, it's one of those Cowboys kind of score whenever they have to. And maybe struggle a little bit early in case K-State shows that grit and that moxie they always do, but ends up, 2-3 touchdown.
Yeah.
Cowboys win.
Yeah, I'd say that that's an Oklahoma State win as well. Some of the other good games in college football. You think that the 5-5 Mercer Bears are going to give the number one Alabama Crimson Tide much of a fight?
Only if they actually fight. I think. if that happens, I think there could be a yes. And I mean, we'd have to literally call it a fight. I love these late season SEC breathers they always have. Good Lord, they're 5-5 though. They
are 5-5.
They played somebody.
Did they play in the Big South?
They played somebody decent, or at least somebody that we would know.
They have
pretty
a point,
tight this year.
They have a 0.3% chance of winning the game.
I'm surprised it's that high.
According to ESPN.
I guess statistically it has to be something, but
yeah. All right, here actually is a good game. Number 24, Michigan, on the road at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, taking on the undefeated Wisconsin Badgers. Does Wisconsin move to 11-0 this weekend?
I think they do.
I think they do as well.
I think they do. I think Michigan, as somebody noted, they have not beat a team with a winning record. The Wolverines have not beat a team with a winning record this season. I don't think they have enough on offense to counter that really, really stringent Badger defense. I think, Wisconsin gets it done.
That might be the best game in college football this weekend.
Very well might be. Hey, by the way, the Mercer game I was thinking of?
Yeah.
Auburn 24-10.
Oh, okay. So they did kind of push Auburn a little bit there.
You know, they hung around.
All right. Well, that's the college football slate. It's going to be a very good week 12 here for college football.
It's a good thing that basketball's going. Basketball is in full effect now.
We'll talk a little bit more about Iowa State basketball when we come back. Iowa State with a 94-82 lead with a minute and 11 seconds left. Should give me enough time to fill in my blanks in my recap. And hopefully this game will be over when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, from Whiskey River in Ankeny on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money as it has for families over the course of 3 decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
Hey guys, it's Cyclone Fanatics Chris Williams here, and being the fact that I am from rural Southwest Iowa, I really do take a lot of pride in promoting small town ag companies. And that's exactly what J&S Acres Trucking is. My friend Joel, a diehard Cyclone Fanatic, is your go-to guy for hauling needs of any kind. If it's farm to market, farm to sale barn, sale barn to farm, J&S Acres Trucking can do it all. Joel is a great guy. You'll love working with him. J&S Acres Trucking works all over the Midwest and is wanting to serve you, your fellow Cyclone Fanatics. Call Joel today, 712-299-9296. Tell him Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Welcome back. to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We got approximately 16 seconds of game time in the 3.5 minutes that we were in a break.
Yep.
So Iowa State now with a 96-85 lead over Appalachian State. 55.5 seconds left to play. We were kind of talking about this, but obviously it feels good just to get a W if you're the Cyclones. Mm-hmm. But it also feels pretty dang good to have some of your leaders be the reason that you played so well.
Absolutely. I mean, Nick Weiler, Babb, and Donovan Jackson both with big games, shooting the three, mm-hmm. what, four apiece. Just playing like they seem to be enjoying themselves. You know, the pace was good. Obviously, Appy State was happy to go up-tempo, apparently, as well. Writing that story out of Media Day, I was really impressed by those guys both talking about how Prohm had encouraged them to go to this leadership conference that they both attended and roomed with together, and they were talking about looking forward to that and being those leaders. Well, Donovan Jackson in particular really struggled in the first two games.
Yeah.
And Babb had a really nice second half against Milwaukee, but that game, I mean, we don't need to talk about that game. But nice rebound. I mean, is Appalachian State a good basketball team? I don't know, probably not. I mean, their wins are against Toccoa Falls and Bridgewater. We're big fans of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I don't know where Bridgewater is. There were massive wins. Crushed both teams. One of them is, what was it?
NCCAA. Yeah, National yeah. Christian College Athletic Association.
Yeah. But Appy State, they got some shooters. The Shabazz guy.
Ronshad Shabazz.
Yeah. I
mean, there you go.
Getting Hans Brace in there and Cam Lard, I mean, really impressed.
Double-double for Cam Lard in his Cyclone debut.
Really impressed by his he's an imposing guy in there.
Yeah.
And the fact
he changes their defense just because, you know, not that Solomon can't be a nice player for you in the middle of the lane, but
yeah.
It's a lot different when you've got 6'6", 6'7", compared to 6'9", 6'10", with really long arms,
yeah.
You know, to kind of patrol the paint for you.
Solomon is...
Man, they're just doing everything they can to make sure this game lasts until 7 o'clock.
And I saw the Tulsa guys waiting. They probably want to get the game done so they can catch the tail end of their football game that's on ESPN proper tonight. Final minute 16 or whatever.
Yeah, minute 11, yeah.
But Lard, very, very impressive to me tonight. And
Lindell Wigginton just fouled out, by the way.
Yeah, what did he end up with?
17 points.
He had a tremendous move early on, and I'm sure he had a few more since we went on the air. But got free throw shooting work in progress for him and some of the other guys. But I was surprised with how fluid Lard even looked on the offensive end.
Yeah.
And they are going to absolutely need him.
He's
early,
confident.
And absolutely. And early in this game when Appy State was just killing them with offensive rebound. What they had, I think they had 9 second half points in the first 9 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Clearly they – Cyclones have righted the ship a bit tonight. It's still 35.4 seconds left. We might be off the air.
Yeah.
When the game finally goes bang. But really as we expected, a very different team with Brace and Lard in there, and really renewed hope after that. I don't know of a more down feeling than, you know, getting crushed by Milwaukee and Hilton.
These officials got their money's worth tonight with their 51 foul calls.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. 51.
Wow.
I
thought there were a lot of whistles in the Milwaukee game.
There's still 35 seconds left. Appalachian State's probably going to keep fouling.
Yeah, they are. Is it cut it to 8 now?
Man, we're giving everybody their play-by-play of this game. Just, that just shows you how badly we just wanted to talk about Iowa State winning the game. I mean, to see Nick Weiler Babb come out and play well, see Donovan Jackson play well, that gives you a lot of confidence going into the rest of the weekend, I think, just because, I mean, you didn't have any confidence, really, coming into today. I mean, maybe the team did, but I didn't. I felt like they should win this game, but did I know they were going to win? No, I didn't, because I thought I knew they were going to win on Monday, and they couldn't do it, you know. So, I mean, I think that this makes me feel a lot better about whatever, you know, whether you get Western Michigan or Tulsa. I don't know anything about much about those teams. I know Frank Haith is the coach at Tulsa. Yep. That's where Danny Manning used to be the coach.
They've had some good teams.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they're at this year. I think that the silver lining for everybody, usually you say after, there's a, so going into the game was, or that you do have Brace and you do have Lard, and they played, they fit the bill perfectly.
Yeah.
They fit their roles perfectly in this first game for both of them. Brace not playing, obviously coming off injury, and Lard coach's decision in previous outings. But, I mean,
both these teams might break 100 points. If they give corn dogs at the arena, the Coastal Carolina arena, then they then everybody just got corn dogs when the Cyclones went over the century mark.
Yeah. No, the never say die, the never say die Mountaineers, right? But, yeah, you can't be anything but encouraged because, like you said, it looked utterly bleak after that type of performance in Hilton. When the fans want to do everything to help you and those long scoring droughts and the – really sloppy play on the offensive end and poor shot selection. I mean, you name it, Iowa State struggled in that category. And tonight they've been crisp on offense. They've got transition.
I don't know that I would say crisp.
Well,
they've been better.
Yeah.
Better than they were before.
It's a relative term at this point. After, I think realistically we thought they'd be 1-1 at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, given how bad and the feeling was, like you said, on Monday night, I mean, we were kind of just looking at each other. It's like, did that just happen here in Hilton? And it wasn't, again, don't need to rehash that a whole lot, but I mean, this is night and day compared to that. And
App State with a new tournament record, 15 three-pointers.
Wow.
Setting, so congrats to the Mountaineers for setting the new mark in the Puerto Rico tip-off for shots from behind the arc. They have attempted 39.
Pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That was nice. You looked at the stats, didn't you?
I saw that it was 33 earlier, so it helped my educated guess. But if you think about it, they fit 15. I'm not going to guess 29, although Missouri shot 50% from three.
Yeah.
Milwaukee had the bank three.
Missouri's got a big game tonight.
Yep.
Ross Peterson just texted me, corn dogs, Jackie. That's exactly what I was thinking.
God, there's still 8.8 seconds
left. Yeah, there's still 8.8 seconds left. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to give you our final thoughts on hopefully an Iowa State basketball game that will officially be over. And, yeah, hopefully. I'm not going to bank on it, but we will hope so. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area. We're on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
We're guessing that in the last year, year and a half, you've probably heard something about Charterhouse Real Estate. We know them as an innovative real estate firm focused on putting clients first.
They started with great offers like short 3-month listing contracts and 2 different commission options. But they just topped their already awesome perks with an exclusive home prep package.
When you list at 6%, you'll now get a deep clean of your kitchen and all bathrooms, an exterior power washing of your home, and all of your windows will be cleaned inside and out, including screens.
And that's on top of free moving boxes and supplies delivered to your door, access to a free moving truck, extra marketing, and so much more.
There's no other firm or realtor offering clients anywhere close to what Charterhouse Real Estate is.
Or if you prefer to do it yourself and go perk-free, Charterhouse has a 5% listing plan too.
As you can see from this latest greatest offer, Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more and contact them at charterhouseiowa.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile needs quality so savagely. Best beer in all the land, brewed with a loving hand, from bottle, keg, or can. Exile Brewing, EXILE, for me, EXILE. Let's drink, crack open a Ruthie today. Enjoy your exile.
The Thanksgiving season is upon us, but you won't find any turkeys at Wild Rose. Every Friday night, you'll have a chance to gobble up to $1,000 during drawings at 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on Saturdays, take part in a free $13,000 progressive slot tournament. Don't stuff that bird. Stuff your pockets with cold, hard cash. All month long at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Highway 30, Jefferson.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs drinking for gambling, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Iowa State is 1-2 in men's basketball.
Hallelujah.
After 2 hours and 22 minutes, the Iowa State Cyclones with a 104-96 win over Appalachian State. 200 points, Rob Gray. This is not the NBA.
It is not, but, and to be fair, it didn't look like it.
No.
But nonetheless, a great win to...
By the way, for my NBA fans out there, Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors getting underway here in about 7 minutes.
I'm a lifelong Celtics fan.
Be a fun
fan.
One.
13 straight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big test tonight, though.
You and Alan Lazard can be buddies. He had his Kyrie Irving jersey on.
He did. I was impressed. I should have mentioned. I did see in one of those get to know then the tweets that he had mentioned that the Celtics were his NBA team. So that's always... That's always a plus.
I wonder who Kyle Kemp's NBA team is.
I'm going to go with Sacramento Kings.
No, he's probably a Cavs fan since he's from Ohio. Well, no, he's not from Ohio. He's probably a Portland Trail Blazers fan since he's from Oregon.
Yeah, right. That's a good question. We'll have to ask him. Hopefully we'll get a chance.
Did you see the thing about how he has 2 cats?
I did. Trevor Ryan said happy birthday to... But was it the only guy you know who has 2 cats or something?
Yeah, yeah. He's the only quarterback in the country with 2 cats and 2 wins over top 5 teams.
Yep. That was a nice addition.
Yeah, that's what I tweeted.
You're a Cyclone fanatic, Mr. Stansbury. But I loved Kemp's response, too, because it was so, like, matter of fact.
Did he just say thanks, Trevor?
It was kind of like, yeah, but also, I can tell you something about cats. You know, they're how good a companion is. I'm paraphrasing and maybe embellishing a little bit, but it was perfect Kemp, right? A guy that I'm sure they've said has a dry sense of humor, which is a kind that I like, too, a bit of cerebral sense of humor.
I should imagine him sitting watching film, like, petting his cats, you know.
Well, they're we've got dogs and cats, so I'm neither a dog nor a cat person.
I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah. A lot less work.
I don't know. You think Lolo's work?
I think my dogs are.
No, you've been there with you've been there to see what it's like when Lolo gets on a mean streak when we're chasing her down the road here in Ankeny trying to get her back in the apartment.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for that, by the way.
It was your fault. You're the one who came to the door.
You needed me to come to the door.
No, you needed to come to the door. There's not me.
You had forgotten to give me the stuff earlier.
Did I forget, or did you just did I not have an opportunity to do it?
Okay, we'll save this discussion for after the show.
I think that it was your fault. I'm going to maintain.
It might be that fight you were expecting with Mercer in Alabama.
Oh man! All right, give me your final thoughts. Iowa State men's basketball with a win over Appalachian State, playing Tulsa or Western Michigan Friday night at 7 p.m.
Well, I think that getting this win makes this tournament an opportunity.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you don't, it's not the end of it. You've still got guaranteed games. But imagine how good it would feel if you could somehow find a way to play better basketball on Friday and then play even better basketball on Sunday and actually come away winning this thing. I mean, I think there's enough talent on Iowa State to do that. I think they have to play fantastic basketball to do that. But look, we've seen what Coach Prohm can do when things they've never seemed as dire as maybe they did Monday night since he's been here. And he didn't, and he had Monte Morris, and he had Matt Thomas, and he had Nazem Trulong. First year had George. Different group, but still a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and the insertion, as we expected, of Brace and Lard. Can't stress it enough how much different that made the basketball team look, and I think brightened significantly what looms this winter.
55 foul calls in this game. I'm going to venture to guess that there will not be 55 foul calls in the game tomorrow night.
I don't know. I don't know how many crews they've got there.
Brent Bloom, fake news Brent Bloom, said that this is an NCAA tournament crew. If this is what the NCAA tournament's going to be like, it will be interesting. He said that about a week and a half ago when the game started.
In all fairness, Appy State fouled a lot down the
street. Iowa State had more fouls than they did.
But really?
Yeah, Iowa State had.
So there must have been a massive disparity.
Iowa State had 30. Appalachian State had 25.
Oh, my gosh.
And Iowa State had 19 in the second half to 17 in
but you saw them. They were down 12 and 10 and then 9 and 8 and 6. They were fouling. It must have been like 30 to 18 at some point.
Yeah.
That's concerning because they got whistled for a ton of fouls against Milwaukee. We saw tonight Donovan Jackson pick up two quick fouls again. He has to excise that out of his game. Early foul trouble is a recipe for disaster. He rebounded tonight, but that's going to be a lot harder to do when you're playing higher caliber teams.
Definitely. I will remind everyone again about our game watch Saturday at 1:30. I will also say get there early if you want to have a seat at Whiskey River in Ames for the Cyclone Fanatic game watch for Iowa State versus Baylor. I know that Jacqueline, our intern, will be there. I'm sure that someone will also be there to hang out with everybody. Rob and I will not be there. We're going to be working.
Yes.
But it will be a fun time out at Whiskey River in Ames. So head on out there. Like I said, get there early if you want to have a table. And then let's go win a football game, Rob.
Absolutely.
Hopefully let's win two more basketball games this weekend.
Yeah, and as we said, I've written, I hope not to the point of wearing people out. There's still so much that matters. So let's go get them.
Thanks to Sean Jankowski back in the studio. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on KXNO. I will be co-hosting Sports Fanatics with Ross Peterson. So get to hear a little bit more of my voice. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more fun than we did today. Not that we didn't have fun tonight, though, Rob. I'm just kidding, man. talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.